Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
I didn't have to pee. I wasn't hungry and I was sober. I think if I had been the opposite of all those, a fight would have ensued. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Ooh. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
Blink twice if you're okay. And we're back. Guys, this is what happens on the Calm Down podcast. You got, you know, when
you get a call,
you get a call. You're going to ball. What was it, the Dion thing? What was Dion's
when
line
you get
on that
the
show?
Call?
You used to know when you get the call, you ball. I don't know. Anyway,
for those know. Of you that Ryan knows a lot.
Ryan
He's
knows
got a lot
Our
going
producer
on.
Knows all things. All right, we are back. Where were we? Super Bowl is going to be great. Aaron's stressing out because she doesn't feel like she's prepared, which she's always overprepared in packing,
roster,
in studying, and in life. She carries the roster around her house. You have like on flashcards. Number four.
Speaking
of number four. Oh my God, this is what I was going to tell you. So Aaron has a story that I know she
Chad
wants to talk
Henney.
About. There you go. And this is what I was going to tell you. So Aaron's going to tell you a story about getting lost in a parking garage, because I have a feeling that's going to make it into this episode.
Forgot.
But I'm going to give you a little precursory conversation to the getting lost in a parking lot. I always use sports numbers to remember the floor that I'm on. And that's how
I avoid.
And
I do it for my hotel room.
I do. Yeah. Well, I should do that, actually. But if I'm like on floor four, I'm like, oh, Brett Favre, I'm on the Favre floor, or the Chad Henne floor, or I'm on Derek Jeter, number two.
Or Vincent LeCavalier. Yeah.
Exactly. Pick your pleasure. Pick your poison. Just remember
what
floor you are on and stop picking the zit on your chin.
No.
So Aaron got lost in a parking garage. Go.
So we took a day on Saturday, like Carissa did last night, but we weren't drinking margaritas. We were drinking white wine. And we went to the Century City Mall and we just wanted to run around. My husband, as we've said, when he gets a gift certificate, this guy goes, I haven't even unpacked my stocking. It's still sitting upstairs in our bedroom waiting for my husband to tell me he needs a separation from me, because I have been, by the way, the worst partner slash spouse in the world. I keep saying to him, give me a couple days, give me a couple, like, give me this next week and then you'll have your wife back and I'll put my Christmas stocking away. So we go to Century City Mall. We're like talking, we're laughing, we're like excited to get a coffee because we're tired. And then we're like running around, we're doing all these things. And then it's like, let's go home. We don't know how to get home because we don't know where the car is. We start walking, and then Jarrett, who is very prepared, who is very organized, who is very much the adult in this relationship.
You guys are both very organized, very prepared, hence the aforementioned conversation about preparation, not age.
Not really. So we're like, we're by the Gelsons. We're by the Gelsons. What floor? What parking garage? It's all bad. I start texting you and Ryan as we've been walking for 30 minutes. And at one, and we weren't fighting. Ryan did ask this. He goes, were you guys united? Were you fighting? We weren't fighting. at one point I did have a panic, like, oh shit, let's just leave the car here and go buy a new one, or like come back tomorrow and start fresh. And he looked at me for 1 minute and he goes, okay, so I think we should split up. And I, speaking of Survivor, goes, I'm not leaving you. I'm not going to be by myself. Yep. And he goes, no, no, like split up from this garage and like walk outside the mall and remember where we came in, because we were totally in a separate garage. To complete the whole story, we did find the car, but it, at one point he just looked at me. I didn't have to pee. I wasn't hungry and I was sober. I think if I had been the opposite of all those, a fight would have ensued. But he did look at me for 1 minute and he goes, just hang with me, kid. We're going to find this. But when daddy started sweating, and he was like, fuck, it's hot in here. I was like, oh no, we're never going to find this car.
Oh my God. You guys are so
cute.
We walked
so far.
For anyone that has lived in Los Angeles and has went to the Century City Mall, you know the parking lot that we're talking about.
Damn.
I don't know what is going on over there, Westfield, but we don't know if we're west, east, north, or south. Okay. Because there was a time that I went to that mall. Same thing. They redid the whole thing, but the parking lot's still a Rubik's Cube. I went there, lost my car. I said, fuck it. I
lost
went upstairs to when there used to be a Houston's there. I said, fine, I'll just Uber home.
Love that,
so I went upstairs by myself, had two margaritas, Ubered home, came back in the morning really early, got dropped off. So then there was a lot of cars. So now at least the parking lot is barren where I can be like, hey, click the button. And hopefully the car like is like, you know, where you click it to see like, oh, the alarm or unlock, like see the lights. Yeah, exactly. And I got the car in the morning. It is, I mean, a real matrix down there. So you are not left alone. You are not alone on that island, sweetheart.
To further dive into this conversation, what happened to Houston's? We lost our one in my area. That one in Century City. Houston's is a good time.
It is.
I could lose a lot of things at Houston's because I would lose myself at the bar with a bottle of like white wine.
Well, I didn't lose my waistline with that spinach dip because it just kept coming so fast and furious. Can we get you some more chips?
Yes, you can.
Never enough chips.
Yeah, never enough chips. I always got to ask for more. And she's looking at me and I'm just eating it by myself. Oh, will anyone else be joining you?
No.
The Houston's is now like a honor bar and like they've renamed of them or
so
Gulfstream or something. I don't know. I don't have a Gulfstream. I wish I did have a private jet. Anyways, but yeah, I started laughing with those videos that you were sending us because we've all been there. Did I just spit on the microphone? So that was good. Okay. Speaking of couples, I want to open this up to the fabulous listeners of the Calm Down podcast. All right. So Steve and I are flying back from New York. We're going from New York to Las Vegas. I got to do something there. Okay. And normally, like, we don't need to bring our daughters.
You guys spent a lot of time together.
We did. In fact, it's really good for us because he's so funny. And, like, the more time I spend with him, the more I like him. I can't get enough of this guy. He kills me.
There's a novel idea.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's the best boyfriend I've ever had. And that's not just because all the other ones have been so shitty. He's just all the things wrapped up into what? So we're flying, and normally I don't do the, like, bring your daughter to work day. We don't need to bring sand to the beach, okay? We don't need to bring boyfriends and husbands to work trips, okay? What are we doing here? A mentor program?
I do sometimes, though, but my husband can deal with himself.
Exactly, which is why Steve gets the...
Great.
Yeah. So this time I have to go to New York for something. He comes with me, and then I got to go to Vegas and do something fine. So he's coming along, and the president was in New York. So the 2 hours...
Of the United States.
Well, I pledge allegiance. Yes, of course. The president, not of Westfield Century City Mall. That president didn't make it anywhere.
I need to talk to him.
Oh my God, immediately. Blue, was it red? Anyways, so the president's in New York. I allot 2 hours to get to the airport, which is a lot for me because you know I like to show up last boarding, final boarding, Miss Thompson, get to the gate. Even 2 hours isn't enough because we got the motorcade, we got the whole thing. And as anyone knows, if you're going from Manhattan to JFK, it's already an hour with no traffic, no presidential motorcade, blah, blah, blah. So we are sprinting. I'm like, we have to get on this fucking flight because the next flight is not for another 4 hours. And I'm not sitting my ass in that Delta lounge. We get it. So we're sprinting. And you know, when you see the gate number and you're like, this is the last gate. It is literally, we tracked it.
Yes.
Once we were
Minnesota.
1 mile. Exactly.
Yes.
1 mile from the drop off to the actual gate, sprinting. He's weaving in and out because it's like, okay, we are going to divide and conquer. You're going to get there first. You're going to hold the gate. He's faster than I am.
Hold the gate.
Right. So he's sprinting, getting there. I
fly up. Luckily, like, you know, whatever. They haven't even started boarding yet. I run into our mutual friend, Jose. He's waiting to get on the flight. I'm panting, hands on the knees, gasping. I'm out of breath.
Great to see you.
Now, this was already going to be a situation where there weren't any seats on this flight. So, which again, fine. I'm not trying to sound like a bougie bitch, but like, I need a first class seat if I'm going to fly from New York to Las Vegas. But if you don't have any, and that means I have to take a connection through Dallas, I'm not interested. I'll sit my ass back in 34B. No problem. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm
better gal than me.
We're going to be in coach flying. It is what it is. Unbeknownst to me, Stephen Kandary decided to use a regional upgrade without letting a gal know. And so on the upgrade list, guess who bumped me? I would have gotten a first class seat with my 6 years of diamond.
And it's your work trip.
Status. Wait for it. 6 years of diamond status that I've worked really hard for. You know, I go out of my way to stay on that Delta flight. Okay.
Stupid.
Out of my way.
Yeah.
I know he didn't do it intentionally, but he goes, I don't do the algorithms. And I was like, I got it. He put in a request for the regional upgrade. So he bumped me out of the seat. So we're boarding. And all of a sudden, I turn around. He's nowhere to be found. I'm like, where'd this guy go? I move back to 10C behind the net. There's a clear partition of where I belong, which is in the Delta comfort seat. Just peeking over into first class, just enough to see what you're not getting. Okay. So I'm sitting there. Jose's sitting right next to me. We're aisle mates. No problem. All of a sudden, regional upgrade guy comes strolling around the corner, he has my bag because it was heavier than his bag. He goes to put the bag up in the overhead bin, whatever. And then I start talking to Jose thinking like, oh, maybe he's just putting it in there and then he's back here with us. No, he slinks right into that 2C. And I go, are you in first class? This is me texting.
Also, goes, are you out of your mind?
So then he goes like this. He goes, yes. He goes, babe, you can have the seat. Hold on 1 second. And I was like, no, I'm like, I'm not going to. Now I'm the gal that has to like ask for the first class seat. And he goes, babe, I'm giving you the seat. Come take the seat. And I'm like, no, you're already there. You're already there. So he took the first class seat and the entire
with
time.
With your stuff, right?
So then but this is where it gets even better. So he's sitting in the 2C, right? And the whole time he's texting, being like, babe, switch with me. I feel so bad. No, you didn't feel so bad when you put in the regional upgrade without me knowing and bumped me right out. I was the next in line.
How does he bump you? I don't get that because you have more points than him.
I do. But there's like these little certificate things that it like.
Yeah, fuck that.
Moves you to the front of the line. You know, the fast passes. You're a Disney gal. Anyways, because this podcast is not 4 hours, let me expedite the story. I'll tell you what was 6 hours. The flight from New York to Las Vegas. They ran out of red wine. They ran out of coffee. No coffee. No coffee, no red wine. I kept looking at Jose like, where am I? Southwest Airlines, with all due respect, their bags fly free. So we get off of this cross-country flight. Kandary's in row 2C. I'm already like peeved. I'm like, this guy, chivalry is dead. And he's going to be dead in a second because we get off and I go, where's my bag? And he goes, they made me check it.
What?
I saw you go to put it in the overhead. He goes, there was no room. So they made me check it. I said, I'm done with you. I said, not only did you take this first class seat, but then you didn't move some of the other shit out of the way to get the bag in. So now we're waiting a baggage claim in Las Vegas.
After I'm all sober. That, I'm tired.
Exactly. I'm sober. I'm tired. My bag's going to be lost. And my boyfriend didn't give up the first class seat. So last night at dinner, we were talking about, he goes, no, that makes me sound so bad. I go, because it did. You didn't give up your first class seat. He goes, I offered 700 times. I have receipts to show you. I go, I'll show you what receipt I have.
Get your ass up and go get her.
Yep.
No, he's an
amazing
boyfriend. How did you guys make it?
He's an amazing boyfriend, but he's in the L column for this one. And I'd like to open it up to the listeners. Should you give up the first class seat for your gal? Yeah. The votes are in. They're all tallied. The answer is yes.
You should give
yes,
up your
Steve.
Right arm for your gal.
You know what?
Like, give me a break.
My God, Steve. Yeah. So that's all I got to say about that. And Delta, get some more coffee and red wine, would you?
Huh?
One last thing about it. That little net, the little net that they have and the little like, you know, button, not button, but the little snap that's always the, you know, to really separate the peasants in the back from the first class.
Yeah. That Kristen flight attendant
couldn't have snapped that thing 10 more times. She really wanted to make it known that I belonged back there. And you know what? I do. Those are my people. Okay.
They're my people too, but if my boyfriend is using my points to get an upgrade, there's something real. I mean,
it was his points. It was his points. It was his points.
Oh, I thought they were yours.
No, it was his own points, but it bumped me out of the first class seat. Anyways, the conversation is going on too long. The point is that he took an L
Steve's
in the column
dick.
Of boyfriend.
No.
Yeah, he's got an L for that one. But yeah, that's where we're at.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Oh my God. Okay, so on Friday, Jarrett had to work and I was home and I was just kind of over like reading about football, hence why I'm having anxiety attacks and carrying this with me and doing pop quizzes, this roster for the 2022 Kansas City Chiefs. So I decided to, I never ever watch anything during the season. I'm a loser. I never take time to do it. So I sat down on Friday night, I turned on Netflix and I decided I'll just watch the Pam Anderson doc. I texted you as I was getting ready to start it. You said you watched it. You were like, I feel bad for her, but I love her because she was so nice to you. I'm like, why do you feel bad for her? Carissa, it's all I can talk about this doc. I haven't talked to you about it. I talked to our girlfriend, Constance, my manager and partner, and she had just watched it. And Con's a good person to like bounce like thoughts off about docs and all that. She has a production company. It was unbelievable. Yep. It was so well done. She's amazing. I love her. I loved her to begin with. There's so many things to talk about with this. Go.
So yeah, wait, I want you to, and you've mentioned it on the podcast before, but in case people weren't listening to that episode, you love Pam. She was on Dancing with the Stars. And there was a question from one of our lovely listeners that said, like, who was your favorite guest on Dancing with the Stars? And you had said Pamela Anderson, and tell everyone why, and then we'll get into the story. What are you doing?
I'm going to tell you guys why, but I'm going to look for the card from her.
Oh my God, you're so
cute. I'm so psycho. So Pam was on Dancing with the Stars and she was a contestant the same year I was. And I don't know where it is, but oh well, I was looking for a card. I thought I saved it. I did save it. It's somewhere. So she sent everybody for the first show flowers and I ran into my room and I read the flowers and instead of break a leg, she wrote break a lash. Love Pamela. I couldn't even take it.
I can't.
And then another great thing about her. Oh my God, do I have it?
No. This lip gloss is very old. It's been here for a while. For those of you that are still listening to me, if you're interested in the color, it's too tawny pink, but I think this is too old to be using.
I still have my card for when I was a sideline reporter with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Stop it. Oh my gosh.
three.
She's a hoarder, everyone. You're adorable.
Sure am. Okay. Another thing about Pam is that she went for our first dress rehearsal of our first show. She went and did it. Like, she was the first one to go. And she was wearing this little pink dress. And she went out there. And I was telling Jared the other night, she didn't know any of her steps. She didn't know any of the routine. And all she did was ran out there. She did her hair. All watched her. And Max looks at me and he goes, "Hey, babe, if you do that, we will win. We will be fine." I'm like, "You fucking can't do that." She was so nice to all of us. She was so lovely. She was so fun to hang out with. She just, and that was the coolest part, is she hung out with us losers. I loved her a lot. And watching this doc, I highly recommend it for people.
Yes.
It was so freaking good. I think, and I'll say this before we get into it, because you and I have not discussed it, it touched me in a certain way because of video voyeurism. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us looked at that sex tape and what happened to her. Not that we were not thinking that way, but I had never heard her. This is a better way to say it. I had never heard her speak about the violation and the invasion of privacy that it was. And one line that really resonated with me, because I know you and I both deal with PTSD from this, was that she said, "This had never been dealt with before. No one had ever seen it." Mm-hmm. It took such a toll on her. It, as her kids say, ruined her career, ruined her relationship. When this new movie came out, she talked about how, like, it brought it back up. I thought so many times she was like, I don't feel good, which is how I feel a lot mm-hmm. of times. I just had never heard her articulate it that way before. And my heart went out to her. And I obviously know it, yours did as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's an unfortunate thing that you and I both have empathy for one another on, because we went through it in different ways. But when everything happened to me, those were private videos and pictures that were taken with my boyfriend that were never mm-hmm. meant to have someone hack into my phone and take. And when people have even said to me in the past, like, "Oh, why would, you know," not people I know, but like strangers, like, "Why would you ever even take those?" Okay, so what I always say is, give me your phone. And if you don't want me to see anything that's in that phone, like, then you're just going to open it up. Any email, any text message, anything. This isn't just about pictures. Like, this is your private property that you don't and never think that is going to be exposed. In her situation, this was a private video in her own home that was stolen and taken.
I didn't realize how it was done too. Yeah. So many things I didn't know about.
Right. And I just think that, you know, and her never making a dollar off of it, and the mm-hmm. thousands and thousands of dollars that I have spent to try to take these things down and then the cease and desist don't work. And it's like, at some point you just feel like you're up against this thing that you can't win. And anyways, mm-hmm. without going down a deep rabbit hole of those kinds of conversations, because that's for another podcast on another day. But I did. I had a lot of compassion for her, and she's just so likable. She is genuine. And she's very honest about, she loves love and her falling in love. Mm-hmm. And as someone that's been divorced twice, and, you know, sometimes that's looked at as like, "Oh, you can't make a relationship work." It's like, no, it's because I believe in a good kind of love. So I'm going to keep trying until I find mm-hmm. it. And she kind of was had some self-deprecation about herself in it too. It's like, yeah, I fall in love easily, and I, you know, because I just love it and I want the fairy tale, and good for her. So what? She's like not going to give up and just like, you know, go into a hole and never come back out. I really adored her, and I loved her performance on Broadway and stepping out of her mm-hmm. comfort zone and doing something and not caring what other people thought. So yeah. So if anyone hasn't seen it, you should check it out.
It's so good. Her son seemed great. And so protective of their mom.
So protective. And also, I didn't think about it either with the series that came out with Pam and Tommy on Hulu. And it was 20 years later, it's like, and not like she got any money of that. And it's like, here, imagine like our situation being, made into a movie. Or whatever. Right. And anyways, so
I know.
We love Pam Anderson even more for you than you did already. So check it out.
She did the interviews with no makeup on. She's mm-hmm. like, everybody's seen everything already. Yep. Like, well, she's she was so great. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We just went deep there on a Monday morning, you know?
You know what? But that's what's great about the Calm Down podcast. We can go surface level. We can go deep into topics that are difficult for us to talk about. And we can also say, you know what? Fuck them all. You know? Yeah. We're still standing. Go ahead and try to knock
us
down.
We're still standing. Mm-hmm. I just got a text while we were on air from Kevin and Greg. I'm on a text chain with them. And they were talking about the Kelce podcast, which is obviously a huge storyline in the Super Bowl. Two brothers for the very first time on different teams facing off. Their podcast, New Heights, and they had their mom, Donna, on, which I was listening to at 5 a.m. because I was having panic attacks that I hadn't studied enough. And Kev just wrote, hey, if you guys haven't heard it, the New Heights podcast with their mom is fantastic this week. And I said, cute. Oh, yeah, I already heard it. I already watched it. And Greg wrote, top podcast in any category, pretty wild. And I said, easy with the top podcast title. We love Jason and Travis, but relax. No,
and we love Travis when he was like, hey, do you guys have any pointers for me and my brother? We're starting a podcast. It was after that game in Kansas City. And I was like just chatting with him. And he was like, yes, I'm going to start this podcast. Do you and Erin have any pointers? He's so cute. How about him showing up to the Super Bowl with the hat that you gave him from the interview? Cutie cute.
Mm-hmm. So great. Fox, I saw NFL on Fox put it out too. Very cute.
Wow.
Interesting.
How about that social? Look at that. Yay. We love synergy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But if we are able to have any time in the pregame together, Erin and I are going to take it over. I'm going to blow up that rundown real quick because you know what, people? If you want to see Erin and I in a pregame, vote now. Text 1-800-VOTE-ERIN and Carissa.
Vote for women. There's a petition actually to have the Kelce mom, Donna Kelce, flip the coin.
Oh, stop
at
it.
Super Bowl. Yeah, there's cute. Fans doing this petition. I think there should be, maybe this is why we're not on the
pregame. Be all you can
you
be.
Because I can't speak. But there should be a petition that we take over a segment with Calm Down. I do believe.
Mm-hmm. Erin and I really want to, you know, just give the people what they want. And maybe they don't want it, but we want to spend more time together on national television. Don't put baby in the corner. Or do.
Ever.
Actually.
What are you looking forward to about our week in Arizona?
I love, because we've done, when it's our game, especially for you working the game, your week's different because you're going to go to the practices and your meetings and all that stuff. But I love when Fox
has... I sit with Patrick tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm sitting down with Patrick Mahomes for a sit-down interview, obviously. And I just love when it's our game. It just, you know, it's exciting to be every couple of years we get the game and it just is
freaking Super Bowl. Again, it goes back to this is what we wanted to do from the time we were little girls was, you know, be sports broadcasters. Mm-hmm. And it's the biggest game. It's the biggest stage. And I just get so excited when I stand on the sidelines with you and before you do your first hit. And I get so proud as a friend, like just this is what we always wanted to do. It's our Super Bowl of mm-hmm. broadcasting. And so that part makes me excited. But I also love, you know, just everyone's in the same place for 1 week together. And even if they're running around doing 100 different things, it's fun to like grab drinks and dinner and the different things that we have. We've got a great group. And I know you and Kevin and Greg have had such a great year together and your whole crew mm-hmm. that it's just fun. It's like an adult, camp for a week and culminates in the big game. So yeah, looking forward to it.
It's a good way to say it.
Mm-hmm. My hangover's getting better, guys. You know, just really got to talk through it.
Mm-hmm. Mine's not. I don't have a hangover. I'm just tired, but I do need to get a quick workout in before I shove
everything
into my carry-on. I don't know. I did 30-minute bum and 20-minute arms and abs yesterday. So now I'm like, do I do the boot camp bike? But that's a lot.
What's that consist of?
Oh, it's so good. It's you get on your bike for eight, like they have a whole, like it's kind of like a Barry's boot camp, but it's on your bike. Oh. So you do the bike, then you get off, and then they have a whole weight thing, then you get back on. But it's a lot and it's hard. But that's maybe why I don't want to do it, because it's a lot and it's hard. But you can do anything.
You can do it. What's that? What are you doing?
Just had hair.
Sure. Hair of the dog is what I need.
Ready for a new segment. It's called In the Comments and DMs. Slip in our comments and slip in our DMs and we will answer. Ah, pew, pew.
DM at Beth T. Peters. I'm real interested in this
right now.
Help me. I'm real interested in this whole face shaving. Does it not grow back like stubble, or am I missing something here? I just shaved my face for a second time this week. I do think because I'm on so many like vitamins and hair growth supplements that I am getting real furry, real
You're
fast.
Harry and the Henderson?
Yeah.
Really sad movie. Sad.
I'm going to shave mine today, actually, yeah. Beth, because I'm leaving tomorrow and I want to be fresh. It comes back and there's a tiny, not stubble like you get on your legs, because the hair on your face is, mine's soft. Like it's like little, baby hairs. So when it grows mm-hmm. back, I don't feel it. I'm telling you, Beth, or anyone that's interested in this, again, my shaving tutorial class is get into some natural light, because, and you can check this by also going into your car and looking in the rearview mirror, because you know that lighting doesn't lie when you get in there. Whenever I do my makeup and then I go in the car and I'm like, whoa, who got a new blush? This gal, okay? So get in the natural light and make sure you go around the corners very carefully, all right? And you know what? I'm happy to do a video tutorial on this on the Calm Down podcast. In fact, maybe I'll go do that when I go upstairs later.
Yeah, we need some content. Also, I was going to pack my Dermaflash, but
okay,
she
ran out of room.
I've shaved my face twice in 1 week. I don't need to bring it to the Super Bowl. I need to leave
Erin
something
has
in
nothing
my house.
Left in her house. Exactly. I was just going to say, she has packed up everything in her house. This gal, I can't wait to go to your room and just see boxes on boxes of stuff. Next one is Suzanne. This is in response to being honest about a bad haircut from a friend. I was honest. She quit speaking to me. We're not friends anymore. Well, you know what, Suzanne? That's on her. Okay. If she's going to be that sensitive, then you don't want a friend that you can't be honest with, because there's been times where Aaron's had to say stuff to me that is not comfortable, but you got to say it. Okay. Because if your friends can't tell you like the truth, and who the fuck's going to tell you this? I don't need to swear about it. But Suzanne, you're better off. Okay. And your hair probably looks better too, because she's whoever that was a shitty stylist.
Yeah.
Next.
Breakage. Mm-hmm. I don't get this one. This, of course, was about our proper powder room etiquette. That's also really hard to say. We were talking about basically, let's say it, don't take a dump in someone's powder room. Not okay. No bueno.
Ever.
You then followed up by saying, that's like taking a shit on a coffee table.
It is. It's right at the entrance of the house. Why would you do that
to
someone?
It is true. It is true. Those are nice books. So at Toma 888 said, I'm going to need therapy. Now I'm scared to enter my own powder room when I'm alone in my house. What am I missing? I don't get this one.
I know what she's saying is because if she goes to the bathroom in her powder room and someone walks it, I'm assuming, because that's like if you even use your own powder room and someone walks
in. No, I won't.
I won't either.
No,
actually, that's
I will not go potty in there.
That's not true. Of course, I've done it. I mean, it's like this is my house. Like, no one else lives here. But I will. But it's not my favorite place. My bedroom is where I will spend most of my time. Not my actual bedroom, the bathroom in my bedroom. There's a toilet up there. It's my favorite. It's heated. That's where there was some money spent on my toilet, and I love it up there. And I'm not a toilet gal, but this is a good one. The heat seater, spend your money where you spend your most time. The bathroom and your sheets, folks. And you don't want to shit on your sheets because we know someone that did that. Okay.
Scrunchy. Toto. So this new segment called In the Comment and In the DMs has literally gone to shit.
Thank you for dropping your comments here.
In the comments and DMs, slip in our comments and slip in our DMs, and we will answer. Ah, pew, pew.
Here we are, everyone. So yeah, you guys always submit great questions. Please keep them coming. The next podcast that we have will be the Monday after the Super Bowl. And I can't wait for all the stories. Wolf is going to be right. We're going to be feeling it. I'm getting on a 6:30 flight. Aaron thinks I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
I always do that. I always like to, and I did this with Amazon all year long because we were a rowdy bunch on the road. We would hang out because we really liked each other. Amazing how that works when you like a group. You just want to stay up and stay out all night long, like Lionel Richie. So we would stay up, and then I had to have a 6 a.m. flight. So then I just go straight there and it's easy. So Avinda, that's actually a good question I'm curious about for our viewers.
Yeah.
Early flights or later flights? Like what works, what doesn't work, why? Anyways, I've got more questions than answers.
You know, like if you're going out and you're having drinks, it's like, what's the point of laying your head down for an hour, right? Or 2 hours? Or should you just get right to the airport, get on with it, and take a nap when you get home? Either way, you're going to feel like dog crap.
Yep.
So it's like,
pick your poison. All right. Well, I love you. I'm excited
love
for
you.
Our week together. And everyone
I need
listening,
to calm
thank
down.
You so. No, you're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great. Thanks for listening. Submit questions, comments, and concerns. We love you all. And we're going to head over and do the pregame now because the world's off.
Bye. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.